say the first few loads you made were just completely full. But then the last load, you didn't quite have a full load on the wagon. You just say you had a...
Well, we generally said we had a half a load or a part of a load or something.
Now, did you ever use a term like a jag or a...
Yeah. I mean, where'd you get your jag or load of wood or something
okay.
like that?
And then the one other thing off the subject a little bit, but in a lamp here, the thing you have to screw in is called the
bulb.
Yeah, or the bulb.
The bulb too.
The light. Yeah, and it sheds. It
light.
Gives out
light.
So you call it a light.
Light. Lights, you know.
Or light.
Something wrong with my light here.
Yeah.
It's not a shine.
Right. You might call a light bulb.
Light bulb, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. And then something that a woman would put clothes in if she's taking them outside to hang up on the line. She'd carry them out in a...
Well, we didn't just carry them out in a bucket or something.
Okay, a bucket or maybe a dishpan or something.
Yeah.
But maybe even, but if she was taking out more than that, if she really had quite a good size load, she'd take out the kind of thing that peaches come in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a good clean, you know, a woman had a good clean peach, the peaches came in this big thing,
yeah.
And she said, this will make a good clothes.
Oh, I can't think of that container.
Yeah.
You know, we used to buy peaches, you know,
yeah.
And, well, it'd be peach baskets.
Yeah. And then the thing on a barrel that goes around the barrel that keeps the staves in place is called a...
They were metal, weren't they?
Sure.
Let's see. I can't call it right now. I know what
yeah.
you mean.
Well,
but,
sometimes they're called hoops or hoops. Or,
yeah. The hoops come off my barrel.
Yeah,
you know,
sure. And then the thing you put in the top of a bottle after you
stopper
open it.
With them.
And what they're, a long time ago, they were usually made of.
Well, we've been used to. Stoppers, we call them, you know, they're gummy-like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they ever had anything else in
there. Well, how about those things that you use when you're in fishing? When you go fishing, the things that they used to put on a line so it would stay on the water you could see if the fish was biting.
Yeah. You mean, what were they called? Well, they were called sinks. I reckon.
Yeah, the sink would hold the line downstream.
Yeah.
But what was that thing that floated on the top of the water? It would bob along.
I don't know.
The sort of thing they put in an old jug. You know, in a...
Yeah.
Put a cork.
Corks in them.
Yeah. And then a musical instrument that's about this long that you blow on.
French harp.
And then the kind you twang.
Juice harp.
All right. And the thing you use for nails, you...
To nail?
Yeah, when you're nailing. You
use that hammer.
Yeah. And the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses.
Tongue.
And the thing that goes up on either side of a horse on a buggy.
Chaise.
And when a wheel is put together, it's put together in sections. Now, what you know what those sections, remember what those sections
yeah.
were called?
Well, we had spokes and hubs and
yeah.
tar.
Yeah.
Now,
was the tire the same thing, or was the tire attached to the rim?
No. Tire, oh, let's see, we had a iron tar, you know, around
yeah.
this wood.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they may have made them different later.
Yeah. But that wood was called the rim, or was the iron tire called the rim?